Now, this is a seafood thing that you eat it in the shell, and you peel the shell off of it, you boil it.
Shrimp.
And if you were asking for, like if you went to the store, you'd say, I need a couple of pounds of
shrimp.
The kind of insect that flies around the light at night, has white wings, or light colors, I think.
Moth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you had more than one of them, you'd say that you had two.
Moths?
would that be the same thing you call the stuff that gets into clothing? Would you call them?
Moths, yeah.
Okay. The thing that flies around at night with a light in its tail.
I call a lightning bug.
Now this is an insect that is around ponds, and it has a long, thin body and kind of filmy looking wings. It has two sets of wings.
A dragonfly?
You know any other name for it? Have you ever heard it called a snake? Snake doctor?
No.
Snake feeder?
Dragonfly? No,
Seahawk? Okay. You boys lived in the city? Okay.
Yep.
What kinds of stinging type insects?
Mosquitoes.
Okay. And how about what sorts of bees and that type of thing can you?
Bumblebees.
Also in the same family, I mean other things that sting in the long run.
Wasp and yellow jackets.
Which stings the worst, a wasp or a yellow jacket?
I don't know.
What do you call the kind of thing that builds a nest out of mud?
A dirt dauber.
I'm sorry, I didn't get. If you just had one wasp, you'd say there was just one.
One wasp.
And two would be two.
Wasps.
I couldn't remember which one you said the first time. I was supposed to get seen.
Yeah.
Another little insect that it kind of burrows in your skin, and it especially if you get out in the like high grass. It's a little,
you're talking about chiggers.
Yeah. Now, an insect that hops around in the grass. You call
grasshopper.
And a little fish that's used for bait.
Minnow.
Now, what do you call the thing that a spider spins?
Web.
Now, would that be inside or outside?
To me, it's both.
Now, if it were up in the corner of a room.
Oh, cobweb.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The parts of a tree that are underneath the ground are called its
roots.
Now, the kind of tree that you tap for a syrup is.
Talking about the maple tree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you know what people would call like a big group of those trees?
No.
Let's see, name some common shade trees.
Common shade trees. Oak. Willows. Is that included? Would that be included in there? Pine trees don't really give off that much shade, I guess.
I don't know how to describe this tree. I'm just going to say this tree. Sycamore. How would you say that word?
Sycamore.
Mm-hmm.
I would never have gotten that.
What did George Washington cut down?
Cherry tree.
This is a type of shrub. I don't know how to describe it either. I'll just say and see how you say it. People pronounce it a lot of different ways. Sumac or shumac or.
I always said sumac.
Okay. Have you ever heard it pronounced the other way?
No.
Okay. The kind of bushes or vines or something that if you brush up against them, it makes your skin break out.
You mean like poison ivy? Mm-hmm.